Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
All right, what about this? We've got the two halfbacks from the 2011 Grand Final going head-to-head again, and they're in great form. So Dalamwateni-Zalesniak and Kurt Capewell are returning to the lineup. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck back to centre. Adam Pompey out of the 17. That's unfortunate. He's an NRL player. Mitch Barnett back up the prop. Bunty Afoa out with an injury concern for the Seagulls. Ben Trbojevic into the centres. Reuben Garrick out because of concussion protocols. Corey Waddell, who's been playing well, into the starting lineup. Ethan Bullimore onto the bench after being 18th man. So Sean Johnson and Daly Cherry-Evans go head-to-head again.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Amazing, and it's $1.48 the Warriors, $2.65 the Seagulls, and 6.5 is the line. It's gone from 5.5 out to 6.5. So there's been strong support for the Warriors. Obviously, that 6 is a massive number. So for it to jump over that and still be support for the Warriors is pretty interesting. Obviously the Warriors were too good for the Bunnies, and Manly was so impressive against Penrith. Had so much to play for there at Brookie with DCE's big milestone game. So I suppose that's the question: can they back up that intensity, or can they provide a similar intensity against a really good side in the Warriors over the ditch, who was so hard to beat over there? So, yeah, it's a tricky one to price as well, because if both sides bring their A game, this is going to be a high-quality affair.
Well, and the key thing too is they've very rarely in the last 4 or 5 years played a game in Auckland. Now, the Eagles' record against them has been reasonably even, if not had their head in front, but they've actually only won one of the last 5 times that they've played in Auckland. My worry about the Eagles is they were very impressive last week and went bang through the middle of the Panthers, kicked the door down and just kept going strongly through there. But was that a big lift for the occasion, a big lift back at Brookvale? And that's where all of their good form is at Brookvale, because they've only won 7 of their last 25 when they travel. Then they go to Auckland here. I mean, if I was confident that they could replicate that sort of offering and effort, and I think they're right in this game very closely. The Warriors are not without some injury outs too here, because they've got Metcalf, Afoa, Walker, and Niokora now missing. The great thing about what they're doing at the moment is depth. I love how they're playing football, and their record at covering at home, though, is only about 40%. I think the Warriors win. I think 6.5 has got a little bit of a bridge too far for mine.
I like the Warriors minus 6.5. I thought what they did against the Rabbitohs was so impressive.
It was.
So complete. And that play that where Wade Egan engages the marker and you thought it was going to be outside-inside, and then they just went straight to Chance Nicholl-Cookstar. That's great coaching.
Egan get any Dally M points, Jimmy? Or?
I think he might have got one. I was not judge. I was not judge on that game, just to clarify. And the Seagulls, like we talked about it last week, remember? Whatever result they were going to get against Penrith at home, we should have recognised it, right? And the storyline that played out was shocking performance away from home. They come back to home for a milestone game in front of a sold-out crowd and they turn it on. And that's what happened. But it's a tough trust, isn't it, away from Brookvale. I don't think they can do it again. I have, and it's more to do with my faith in the Warriors than my, and it's very not that often that you've said over the course of the last 25 years that you've got faith in the Warriors. So we're seeing it this year. I'll take them at the minus 6.5.
Jesus, smart coach, isn't he? And Tristan, you see a little bit of business for the Warriors earlier in the week off the back of last weekend and them winning, you know, their last 3 now, premiership or top 4?
Yeah, they've certainly been the biggest firmers out of that middle batch. Like, we've still got the same top 4 up there, albeit in a different order. But when we gave the market at the start of the season. We had the Panthers, Broncos, Storm, Roosters all up there, then South were the team splitting them in the middle. And then there was a big clump of about four or five sides at around that $17 mark, 20 to 1 mark sort of thing. And the Warriors are now into a very clear fifth favourite. They've gone 23 into $12 now. And they're actually our worst way in the book. One of our customers had 4,000 on them at $23. So he'd be very, very happy with his ticket at the moment. But yeah, certainly just in the last couple of weeks, they've really tied it up.